Oh, yeah.
It was always going to be a really difficult game for us. We knew that. We didn't defend particularly well first half. Soaked a lot, but a lot of changes, a lot of young players out there, and we didn't have the intensity levels in the first half that we needed at all, but we had them in the second half and just ground our way back in. But after the last 2 weeks we've had, mentally and physically, they've been brutal games. And you saw that both in team selection, in players available, and then young players coming in. You have to give credit to people like James Chisholm. He's a very talented 19-year-old. So, you know, really happy with that. The mental side of things, we know we need to step to a different level next week. But at the moment, our game we will have a purple patch. We always had. We will. We have to stay in the fight and dogging out those sort of wins. I think last year it was Sam Smith scored the last second try here to win it for us, 18-14. You know, it's not going to be easy. And credit to them, they're a different team the way they play. So it's exciting the way they try and play the game.
You fly half as well, I think.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 from the boot. I think everyone says he can't kick. It's quite interesting. You know, very lucky that we got him down here. You know, Nick just pulled out yesterday. He just won a right when he was doing the backs plays. So him going in. So there's a lot of mental disruption through the week. People like Nick Easter not being able to turn it around. But that's when you have people like George Robson. He led magnificently. And you know, you have to rally some of the younger guys. But you give credit to Newcastle. I thought the way they try and play is completely different to what they have in the past. And they challenge you. We didn't get our defence right, but you have to take into account the sort of makeup of the team that was out there as well. So for us to get a win, I know my wife knew I was worried coming along today. And it'll make for a better Christmas.
And how many of those changes were forced on you, and how many were strategic?
Couple, you know, playing Dicko, you know, that's fine, because you want to freshen things up as well. But as the week wore on, I named the team earlier in the week, and as the week wore on, we were losing more and more players. And even Joe was saying to me, Joe Marlowe's going, if you had your time back, would you consider doing a different thing? But you have to trust the squad, and it's such a long season. So fellas like James Chisholm, Joe Trafford, Jack Clifford in the back row, you know, they will learn huge amounts from playing against teams, you know, in matches like today. And more mentally, more than anything, we didn't get our game going. We know that. We're not denying that. But we won comfortably in the end, and it wasn't the prettiest, but we'll take it.
Was there any time, kind of, in the back of your mind thinking of bringing Danny Kerr on at all at any time?
Oh, we did, 20 minutes ago.
Did he come? Oh, sorry, I didn't realise he'd come on.
Did see the change when Ugo came on.
I think you can't say, you know, Wardy, he made a big impact when he came on, and you know those guys are going to do that. Joe Gray himself is an England tourist. He's had a lot of injuries, and trying to get him the appropriate sort of game time, he needs to play. We kicked into the corner at 3-0 going into half-time. We didn't get the line out, and they're the things in Carl Dixon. I mean, Newcastle will look at all the breaks they made and say, how didn't we finish off some? We think Carl Dixon made the break, and if he kept it in field, Marlon Jarrett scores. You know, and it's those little things that at some stage when they go your way, then the energy will get into your team very quickly, as opposed to getting into a dogfight. And then you're looking around and looking at young players. I thought Matt Hopper and George Lowe were just unbelievable in the midfield. You talk about bringing energy to a team. They just worked their socks off. And they help hugely as well. But Wardy added, you want the bench to add.
For the walking wounded, how are they looking for Northampton? Is Nick Easter in? Is he okay? Nick Evans likely to come back?
Yeah, well, Nick.
Robbo at all?
Robbo? No. Robbo will be brought at Leicester here, more than likely. Lukey had surgery. Although I did say to him, he's only got a buddy strap now, so I was going to say, do you not think you can get on the pitch? In the old days, you would have. But he'd be out for 6 weeks, to be fair. But no, we'll get Nick Evans. He nearly made it. He could have tried to play, but I just said to him, what's the point? You go, you pull it, you're out for 6 weeks. What's for the sake of a couple of days? You have to think what's coming up as well. Nick will be fine. Joe will be fine. You know, could they have gone out there and gone to the well one more time? We're asking so much of these players. And I looked at the Leinster side last night to play Connacht, and I think only four of them that have played both matches were managed to get out in the pitch. They were brutal in their physicality, and that's where those top and some teams are able to you know, play in a different, you know, when you're playing with the squad size and what that you have, and you're playing in those massive matches, you have to trust the other guys, even though they're young, to come in and go do the job.
Were you happy with that decision to go for the corner?
100%.
100%
happy. Yeah, you know, you live and die by that, and I thought we needed...
So why didn't they do it again in the second half?
Because we had energy, and it was a huge difference. We were going, and we felt that we had nothing going in that first half, and I think George sensed that. In the second half, when we started actually getting that physicality, the energy, we had it. We were 7-3 down as opposed to 3-0 up. So you take roll that, and you know, I look back and said to Joe Marler after the Leinster game when we're 12-9 up, or 12-9 down in the 60th odd minute, or maybe before that, 56th, he kicked into the corner and we ended up scoring the try that actually swung the game. If we hadn't, he probably would have got pilloried for going into the corner. But he sensed that 12-9 going for a kick was not going to be enough, and I think that's where George was. We needed something in our game, and what it came with, people like Dave Ward, they gave us that impetus in the second half. So it's, that decision was never 100% right. You can't say, is it right? But I will always back our players to make those decisions.
You must be really happy with it must have been really great for Tim Swales' confidence today. He missed a couple last week, but kicked 5 out of 5.
Yeah, but he kicked 3 out of 3 in the second half, which seemed to go completely missed by people. And he missed a kick in front of the post. Ian Manigan missed a kick in front of the post. He misses it, it's a disaster. Ian Manigan misses it, and it's just a miss. He didn't miss it on purpose. We see him out kicking. He kicks for all the old people in the room. He kicks like Nas Bolta. You don't know, I heard him described, he kicks like a Fijian. He's relaxed. No, he kicks like Nas Bolta. 3 steps back, bang. That's what he's learnt it from, and he can kick. You saw that today. So he's a young fella who I hope will have a great experience here for 4 months, and I wouldn't mind seeing a lot more of him after Super Rugby back up here next year, because he can play in a multitude of positions, and he's a very talented English qualified player.